Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's check our receipts. Let's see how we did on the Brett Mega Show when we made our Grammy predictions. Grammys were last night, music's biggest night. And so we had made predictions on the three biggest awards, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. Record of the Year goes to the performing artist, so it's who we thought maybe had the biggest song. Hannah, you said who did you think was going to win Record of the Year?
I said Billy with Birds of a Feather.
I also said Birds of a Feather. Kevin, you said?
I said Beyonce with Texas Hold'em.
AD? I said Sabrina Carpenter with Espresso.
Alex? I also said Espresso.
Nobody got it correct because it was not like us.
Have you doubted your man?
No, I thought it was going to be a three-way split. I thought Taylor would win something. Kendrick, I did call Kendrick winning Song of the Year.
So yes, Kevin had said Song of the Year for Not Like Us, and I had said Kendrick for Song of the Year. What did you say, Hannah?
I don't remember. I said Taylor.
You said Taylor.
Fortnite, I did not say that. I know that. I think I might have said Sabrina.
No, you said Shaboozy.
Me and Hannah both said Shaboozy. That's right. My bad.
Welcome to the show, Hannah.
Sorry, I didn't have my receipts ready in my brain.
But it was Kendrick Lamar who won Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Were we surprised, like shocked, that he had won both?
Yeah, yes. A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Given the fact that only one rap song has won both of those categories, and it was This Is America, which makes sense from Childish Gambino,
right.
A huge song, politically charged. I was just surprised it was like a diss song to win Record.
I was going
to
ask, is this the first time a diss track has ever...
Ooh,
and how does Drake feel that the song that dissed him and basically called him a pedophile is considered the song of the year
and
the
there's
record
a lawsuit over the song?
It doesn't basically. Yeah. It does.
Yes.
It does call him that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm happy not because I think it's an amazing song. I'm literally just happy because it is like wired into my brain that that song is Kevin. Like last night when I saw Kendrick go up to get the awards, I'm not even kidding you guys right now. When Kendrick went up to accept the award, I had something come over me where I'm like, is he going to thank Kevin? Like, is Kevin Berghoff going to be getting a mention?
He might have. He could have been like, yeah, Kevin, thank you for supporting me day one. You're a day one. Ride or die.
What I think is great about it, though, too, is the fact that this is like even more hype for his Super Bowl performance this weekend. Like, he got massive free publicity.
It seems like there's a lot of things that lined up with this, right? That is one of them. But then the other thing is like, is this the Academy kind of saying, hey, like, in our mind, Kendrick won the beef.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, they're declaring the winner. Right. This is the knockout punch.
Officially declared the winner.
The other one that is the biggest one is the body of work, and it's Album of the Year. I think almost everyone picked Taylor Swift, except for one person didn't pick Taylor Swift.
I picked Sabrina.
It was you, AB. Yeah. Okay, so AB had picked
hopeful.
Sabrina. Yeah. And I think that was an interesting pick because Sabrina probably had the most radio hits, probably the most number one hits off her album. But most of us thought it would just be Taylor just because she's won the most album of the year. But for the first time in the history of the Grammys, Beyonce did it. This was the biggest surprise of the night. I had picked Song of the Year for Kendrick Lamar, even though I don't think they give a lot of love to rap music. Country song, an artist like Beyonce doing country music was controversial the whole year. I cannot believe they were awarded her country album as the first time she's ever won album of the year. I mean, this is a woman who wrote Lemonade,
which
is probably one of the best albums we've ever seen, just in terms of pure vulnerability and just realness. And then her country album, crossing over genres, wins album of the year. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I don't know if they correlate, but did you guys notice that every time that they announced the winners, they said, like, voted on by the 13,000?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, previously we talk about Beyonce getting kind of shafted at the Grammys and things like that. I wonder if it's all kind of, you know, I'm not here to throw out conspiracy theories or anything like that.
No, we love a tinfoil hat moment.
But it is kind of coincidental that they say all that and then, you know, she's finally not shafted for once at the Grammys.
And she got a lot of shafting from the country music. I mean,
yeah,
she did
they
not
her
get
completely,
anything
yeah.
in the CMAs.
Exactly.
So it was neat to see her also win country music album for the Grammys.
I was shocked. I don't really know that I'm like ultra happy that she did win album of the year, just being completely honest, because I just feel like we only know Texas Hold'em.
You didn't feel like really there was enough big hits off of it?
I just feel like with like Short and Sweet, like we said, like every song off that was like a huge radio hit. Like I really, when I think of Cowboy Carter, I only think of Texas Hold'em. I couldn't even tell you, I couldn't name three songs off that album. So that just kind of makes me like,
I think it was an album that showed you the genres do just put limitations. I mean, in her speech talking about boundaries. So I do think it was
That's why the country album winning for her really made sense for me. But the overall album of the year kind of confused me a little bit more.
The thing that I thought was really interesting though is, you know, Beyonce seemed shocked, and I thought she was authentically shocked, but I do think it's interesting that Beyonce has never won Album of the Year and decided, because she's not supposed to know, to announce her tour the hours before and release the tour dates right before she wins Album of the Year. Makes me feel like someone goes, you should do that. This is the year to do that. Mm. I mean, she's always known to be known to make a big announcement. Like last year during the Super Bowl, she announced this album for us. So she knows that like these are great times when she announced her pregnancy, I think was at the Grammys too. And so she's used to that, but it did feel like she knew that she was about to have a big night because now she's going on tour to only a select cities, Chicago being one of them, not too far from us. And she's announced it right before she won Album of the Year.
You know why? She's not like us.
They not like us. They not like us.